Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The president stands with ICE. I stand with ICE. We stand with all of our law enforcement officers. And part of that is recognizing that you people in the media, not everybody in this room, but many people in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before. And everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Amen.
Every single one of you.
Yeah. Vice President J.D. Vance yesterday reading the media, the riot act there in the press briefing room. And, thank goodness. Thank goodness somebody out there is willing to say it to their faces. Over how this whole story has been covered so far. So just an update, if you're just joining us this morning, there were protests overnight across the country. There were some here in St. Louis. There was another shooting in Portland involving, of all things, some suspected Tren de Aragua people that they were trying to arrest from Venezuela who tried to run over an ICE officer and got themselves shot. And instead of supporting law enforcement, you've got the governor out there now claiming they want ICE out of Portland. The governor and the mayor are calling for that now. It is a bit of a snowball at this point across the country. We're fortunate enough to get Greg Jarrett on with us this morning, of course, legal and political analyst for the Fox News Channel. Greg, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
So I'd love to get your take on the legal standing here. I mean, I got people mad at J.D. Vance for defending ICE officers who were defending themselves clearly in two cases here in the line of duty.
Well, it's going to come down to an evaluation by prosecutors as to whether or not this was valid self-defense. A person's allowed to defend him or herself if they reasonably believe that they're facing imminent threat of serious bodily injury or death. And the test is not whether a reasonable juror or reasonable law enforcement officer or reasonable ICE officer acted that way, but it's subjectively this particular individual ICE officer who reportedly had been hit and dragged before by a vehicle. And, you know, so you have to take into consideration his background, his knowledge, his experience, what's happened to him before. And, I think given all of that, he has a very justifiable argument that he acted in self-defense. Now, obviously, it's really too early to know whether charges should be brought. I mean, I think that the FBI, as well as the Department of Justice, will be looking at all of the videotape, talking to the witnesses, evaluating, the schematics and the forensics and so forth, and arrive at a decision. There's something else that almost nobody talks about, and that's called imperfect self-defense, an honest but reasonable and mistaken belief that your life is in danger. So, you know, put yourself in the shoes of the officer. He has to make a split-second decision. He doesn't have the luxury of sitting back as jurors do and evaluating all of the circumstances with the benefit of hindsight in the rearview mirror. No, he has to make a split-second decision. And let's say the jury or a prosecutor decides, well, he made a mistake. He really wasn't in danger. But he thought he was, and that was an honest belief. Then no charges can be brought, and he cannot be convicted. That's called imperfect self-defense.
So Tim Walz and some of the other Minnesota state officials have been very clear that, you know, we should be involved in this investigation, and they're mad at the Fed, saying, you know, they're blocking us from any sort of involvement in that. Is that not the pretty standard protocol, that the feds would investigate this solely?
Yes, the federal law enforcement officer, such as an ICE officer, is under law immune from state prosecution with one proviso: as long as he is acting within the scope of his lawful federal duties. And I have no reason to believe that he wasn't. So, you know, stopping an individual and, you know, trying to talk to that person or effectuating a valid arrest and acting in self-defense from a lethal threat is a lawful duty. Those three police officers who approached the vehicle, they were acting lawfully. And so it's a federal matter. And you know, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution comes into play, which makes federal law supreme. And in fact, there's a federal statute, 28 U.S.C. 1442, that moves any state prosecution to federal court. So, you know, Tim Walz and Jacob Frey, the mayor in Minneapolis, can, you know, intimate all they want that they're going to prosecute this ICE officer. Good luck trying that.
Yeah. Well, the administration certainly seems to have their back. We're talking to Greg Jarrett, a legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel. Greg, you know, I'm listening to this repeated comment this morning by, well, among other people, the governor of Oregon last night. I was watching her, Tina Kotek, I was watching her speak, and effectively they're blaming this entirely on the Trump administration for what's going on here. Let me play this.
We are all shaken and outraged by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration.
So the agenda she's referring to, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, is enforcing the laws passed by Congress when it comes to immigration.
Yeah, I mean, they think that ICE should no longer exist, that it ought to be disbanded, that people who are here illegally, particularly violent criminals, ought to get a automatic get-out-of-jail-free card, that they shouldn't be subject to arrest. This is, you know, sort of one sanctuary state defending another sanctuary city. Look, the blame rests squarely on the city of Minneapolis and their sanctuary city policies that restrict police from inquiring about immigration status or assisting federal immigration enforcement or honoring detainers of, for example, suspected murderers and rapists who are wanted fugitives. I mean, think about that. So instead of helping to enforce the law on illegal immigration and deportation, cities like Minneapolis actively interfere in federal efforts. And they help to harbor illegals and shield them, refusing to make arrests of known suspects. And, you know, shielding somebody who is here illegally is a federal crime, 8 U.S.C. 1324. And interfering, as Minneapolis has done, is yet another crime, 18 U.S.C. 11. So, you know, I think it's high time the Department of Justice take an active interest in the conduct of these sanctuary cities and, where necessary, bring prosecutions against those behind it.
So, sounds to me like people need to read your latest book on the Constitution, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you see all of these people falling all over themselves trying to imply that, you know, ICE is violating the Constitution, violating the laws. No, they're simply enforcing the laws. It's really that simple, and it's common sense.
Sure is. There's not enough of that floating around. Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Mark. Take care.
Absolutely. Yep. Greg Jarrett from Fox News there. All right. When we come back, I've been wanting to get a member of law enforcement, a veteran law enforcement officer on here to talk about this situation. What do you do as an officer on a scene if you're standing in front of a car and the person driving it steers it at you and accelerates? What do you do? We're going to talk to Jason Law about that and about his run for St. Charles County Executive when we come back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We are all shaken and outraged by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration. This time in our own state, in our largest city, coming just one day after the tragedy in Minnesota. While the details of the incident remain limited, one thing is very clear. When a president endorses tearing families apart and attempts to govern through fear and hate rather than shared values. You foster an environment of lawlessness and recklessness.
I'm laughing. This is the governor of Iowa suggesting that enforcing laws, if you enforce the laws, it's reckless. You're being reckless and you're tearing families apart. I'll tell you what, every time an officer arrests somebody for DWI, they're separating that individual from their children. I hate to break that news to the governor of Oregon, but this is where we are with the left these days. They don't want the law enforced. Lucky enough to get Jason Law on the line this morning. He's running for St. Charles County Executive, and he is a longtime member of law enforcement in St. Louis County, the St. Louis County Police Department. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing really good this morning. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. What do you make of this situation in Minneapolis and Portland from a law enforcement perspective? I mean, you've got people out there with the uniform on conducting their legal job, and suddenly they're the bad guys.
It's kind of ridiculous. And, you know, as a longtime officer, I've been run over in the line of duty, and luckily I wasn't severely injured. But those 3,000-pound weapons are a serious weapon, and you have to take action really quick. I didn't even have enough time to get my weapon out. And this poor ICE officer was just hit a few months prior and was severely injured. Now he's back in the line of duty, and I'm glad he's back. He did what he was supposed to do, and you'll see that Graham versus Connor, which is a Supreme Court case which guides use of force for law enforcement officers, you have to put yourself in the officer's shoes at the time of the incident. You can't use hindsight. Hindsight's 20/20. You can't study all the different tapes. You can't look at all those different things that were going on. You have to put yourself in the mind of the officer.
Well, what's sad about this whole situation, though, is even though I would imagine he'll be cleared, no charges, his career could still be ruined because his name is out there and people are going to try to destroy his life.
Yeah, and I've seen that over and over. I mean, it happened here in St. Louis. It's happened across the country in several different incidents that have occurred. It's so sad that that happens. And if people want the laws changed, then change them the right way through the democratic process. But don't take it out on the police officers who are just doing their jobs day in and day out. And that's part of the reason why I'm running for St. Charles County Executive, so we have common sense leadership that backs our law enforcement.
Yeah, it makes sense. Now, memory serves me correct, you were on the ground in Ferguson, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was there the entire time. I was a lieutenant at the time, and I did a lot of work on West Florissant, and I saw a lot of my officers getting hurt, batteries, brake discs, all kinds of things thrown at them. We were getting shot at. I remember, you know, it made me laugh. My wife and I were talking about that just the other day. We were getting shot at one evening, and then we started using gas, and then local media would say, St. Louis County Police gassed peaceful protesters. I'm like, we were getting shot at.
Forgot to mention that detail.
Yeah, of course you were. And you witnessed firsthand, because you brought up the ICE officer, Kim. He grew up in Minneapolis and has served with ICE since, I think, 2012 or 2013, something like that. You know, fortunately, he's with a federal agency where he can continue his employment probably. Maybe they have to move him to a different area after this. But Darren Wilson's life was ruined by this, and there was never a single finding that he did anything wrong in the Mike Brown case.
You're correct. Under the Eric Holder DOJ, they looked at everything. And when they found out was that he acted in self-defense. And it's terrible that these officers have to go through it. It ruins their lives. I mean, the ICE officer was also an Iraqi veteran. All he was doing is serving his community. I mean, serving should be applauded, not torn down.
You would think so. Jason, I know that in your race for St. Charles County Executive, you brought it up there a minute ago. You've got some very clear ideas on what you'd like to do. You also just picked up, you said, a pretty major endorsement, right?
Yeah, the firefighters, paramedics, and dispatchers, they're supporting me now, and it just rounds out the entire first responder corps along with Andrew Bailey. And I'm just, you know, very excited and humbled that the rank-and-file law enforcement and firefighters, along with all their supervisors and leaders, are all backing me, and they know that I'm going to protect them. They know I'm going to win this race, and when I do, I'll have their backs.
Yeah, there you have it. Jason Law is our guest. And, you know, here's an issue that's kind of popped up. Well, it popped up in the city of St. Charles. My guess is if it hasn't already popped up in St. Charles County, it will. And that's the issue of these data centers. There have been protests about this, I think, in Arnold. Correct me if I'm wrong. Out in Forestell the other day, over in Troy, Illinois, apparently there's some proposal to put a data center in. Where do you stand on that when people come looking for some of that farmland out there in St. Charles County?
Well, where I stand on that is we got to use common sense. First of all, in St. Charles City, it was a debacle. There was no transparency. They did backroom deals, it seemed like, to the public. And we can't have that. We need to get together with the entire region and have a 10-year master plan on where we're going to put these data centers. They're coming, but let's tell the public what's going on. Let's tell them that they're using closed-loop water systems now, that they're not using the water they did, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
We need to educate the public, let them know what's going on, and see if we can put them in safe locations where our, you know, entire region can benefit.
Yeah, I'm of a mind that they're not bad in and of themselves. But again, if somebody was trying to put one in my backyard, I would be upset about that. I think you can set reasonable expectations for where these things can be, because it is going to create jobs. It is going to bring in revenue. And obviously, in a growing county, you've got to at least consider those things.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, I would get with, you know, the Jefferson County, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin County. Let's all get together and look at the region as a totality and see where we can put them, where it's not doing those things that you just described, where we're not going to harm the public. I grew up in North St. Louis County and was part of the Coldwater Creek. And, you know, I was a victim of that with cancer. And the last thing I want to see, or anybody needs to see, is people getting sick because of something put in our environment. So we need to make sure that we're taking the proper steps to educate the public, to make sure they're safe and put them in the right places.
Yeah. Jason Law, a candidate for St. Charles County Executive. I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Tell people where they can go to find out more about your campaign.
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and also lawforstcharlescounty.com. Mark Cox, I appreciate it. I'm extremely humbled by all the first responders backing me. I'm thankful for the firefighters, and we're having a rally February 5th at the Firemen's Hall in St. Peter's. Please look that up on my site.
Absolutely. Jason, take care of yourself. Thank you for your time.
Have a great day, sir.
All right, we'll talk soon. Good to get him on here. You know what today is? It's a Friday, right? Guess what else it is? It is the first day that the Supreme Court is expected to issue some opinions. Now, there are some major ones floating around out there, not the least of which the president's tariff powers and others. So we don't know what might happen today. They usually come out around 9 o'clock, right as this show ends. We're going to get a report from Jessica Rosenthal on that coming up for you on the Mark.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Next morning.
Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts.
Woo,
man. Benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Queen of Hearts raffle is up to $9,600 now. So somebody is going to walk away with half of that if their card gets drawn for Backstoppers. The Guns N' Roses Queen of Hearts raffle is going on all year long as the official radio station. We, of course, get to bring you the weekly results. And congratulations to today's winner. They did draw a face card, the King of Spades, in slot number two. And for that $5 contribution to Backstoppers, they're going to win $50. And whoever gets the Queen of Hearts drawn wins half the jackpot. So go to stlgunsandhoses.com, and you too can, of course, buy your cards right there. If you buy five of them, you get one free, and ultimately all the money is going to go to our friends at Backstoppers. I love that. All right, so today, as we mentioned a minute ago, is the first day that the Supreme Court could issue opinions. Will they? What's up for grabs? I don't know. Our friend Jessica Rosenthal with Fox News Radio has been covering that story today. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First thing comes to my mind is the tariff decision that's pending out there. I mean, I guess we could wait till June on that, but is there a possibility we could get a decision today?
We could get a decision on tariffs in 22 minutes.
Nice.
This is the one where the fight over whether or not the president can use the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, otherwise known as IEEPA, to enact tariffs. If you recall, this was a bit of a tough slog before the court for the administration. Some of even the conservative justices were wondering, is this essentially a tax? Because the power of taxation belongs largely to Congress. The president's been saying all fall, as we've heard, he needs these tariffs. He says he can stop wars with the threat of these tariffs. The administration, different officials within the administration have said if the court does not side with them, they have some workarounds they're trying to plan for to enact tariffs under different authorities. But the president's acknowledged even those workarounds wouldn't give him the ability to act as quickly as he can with these emergency tariffs. A couple of the other cases that might come down today that have generated quite a bit of attention, Trump versus Slaughter. This has to do with whether or not the president could fire FTC Commissioner Lisa Slaughter without cause. These arguments ended up really being about a tug of war between executive branch power and agency power, these independent agencies like the FTC, with some of the more conservative justices wondering if these independent agencies, if their power has grown a little bit too big for their britches. And then there's another case, Louisiana versus Calais. This is huge because this could affect redistricting, especially across many southern states. Some black voters had challenged Louisiana's map in 2022 for having only one black district when they say they're a third of the population there. some lower court rulings resulted in the state redrawing the map to have a second black district. But then another group of voters sued and said, wait, you can't remedy a violation of Section 2 here with a racial gerrymander. That violates the 14th Amendment. So all eyes really on that are on Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh, because 4 years ago, they joined the liberal justices to uphold Alabama's redistricting, which included a second black district.
Wow.
So a lot happening here. We're watching those three. Now, you might think to yourself, well, what about birthright citizenship? Isn't that coming down? So it should come down this year before the summer. But we haven't even heard arguments in that particular case yet on the merits. We did hear arguments on an adjacent birthright citizenship case having to do with nationwide injunctions. Those were stopped, those nationwide injunctions, but we haven't heard arguments on the actual merits of the birthright citizenship matter. So we're going to get that later on. And also next week, we anticipate arguments before the court on transgender related issues out of West Virginia and Idaho, and whether state laws are legal in banning transgender women and girls from playing in high school and college sports.
Funny, you
so we'll
just
wait to see on that too.
You just talked about that, and it's ironic because I was looking at Fox News and they had this map of the United States showing all the different states that ban it already, and Missouri was one of them. But so many states, they allow this, and so you're saying that this is going to be a decision that could have a huge impact across the country.
Which one? The transgender.
Yep, athletes.
So there are a lot of interesting cases that are coming into play there, because the court recently, as you might recall, there are a couple of cases briefly. There's Bostock versus Clayton. That's the big precedent case here. And that the justice has already said you can't bar transgender people. You can't discriminate them because of sex. They included transgender people there under sex in a discrimination, in an employment discrimination matter. But in another case, the Scrimeti case, which came down last year, they sided with Tennessee and said, you as a state, you can bar transgender operations and medications for minors. The Supreme Court found that law in Tennessee wasn't based on sex, but rather on age. So, We've got mixed rulings on transgender related issues out of the Supreme Court. But you're right. There are plenty of states that want to enact bans on transgender women and girls in sports. I don't know if an age issue will matter here between high school and college, or if this will just be a blanket decision having to do with sex-based discrimination, if transgender individuals will be placed in that category insofar as this ruling goes. So
yeah,
really interesting to watch and see where they fall on that.
That's a good point. Jessica Rosenthal reporting from Fox News Radio. Is it unusual? I'm trying to remember. Is this normally the date when they do their first opinion release, or is this a little early?
It does feel a little early, right? I didn't look into that, but yeah, my understanding is opinions can start coming out at this time. It doesn't mean the big ones do. And I think what you and I are feeling is that we usually end up paying attention to some of the bigger Supreme Court cases more towards the spring, even into the early summer, because that's when it seems like the big cases come out, that the court is wading through a lot of issues, and they get those bigger cases out later in the season. So this does feel early to be talking about a potential big case coming down. But, you know, we talk to Shannon Bream every week for the Fox News Rundown podcast, and she's always like, if anybody tells you they know what the court's going to do and when they're going to do it, they're lying. You don't know. So we could get a pretty big ruling today in a matter of 17 minutes. We'll find out.
We will. Jessica Rosenthal, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. Great to have you on. Good to get her on here this morning. Yeah, you know why? Everything surrounding Donald Trump is huge. That's why. I mean, that there have been so many challenges to things he's tried to do, which break the norm, challenge the established way of doing things in D.C., that they've all ended up in front of the court. And that's probably, they're going to have their hands so full between now and May and June, they probably got to get some of these early things out of the way.
I think that it's usually toward the end of the term where they just drop,
they wait
until like Friday, and then they drop a massive case.
And then you won't find, then of course, if it's a controversial ruling, like the Roe v. Wade being overturned, that's when you'll find some crazy liberal on the court who will leak it to try to stir up a hornet's nest before it actually comes out.
Which is what Trump and Marco Rubio were saying as far as one of the reasons why they didn't inform Congress about what was happening in Venezuela is because people leak. On the left love to find a way to screw over the conservatives and rile people up. Like you said, stir up the hornet's nest.
I know we've got plenty of things to focus on. The Epstein list. I saw a list yesterday. I don't know where it was from. It was from, I can't think of her name. One of the former CBS reporters who does her own investigative work these days. But she had a checklist of like 12 cases where Pam Bondi has failed to produce a single indictment so far. So there's a long list of things out there that we have to wish for. But I really wish the Trump administration or the DOJ would go back and insist on seeing the Supreme Court internal investigation as to who leaked that. Because my guess is it came out of some new clerk in the Ketanji Brown Jackson office. I could be wrong, but my guess is that transition was happening when that leak took place. And the speculation at the time is that where it came from. And I don't think the Chief Justice Roberts wanted to tarnish her reputation just joining the court, and they squashed it because there aren't that many people in the building. It shouldn't have been that hard to figure out where the leak came from or where the cocaine came from in the White House. That should not have taken a team of brain surgeons to figure that out. Still love to see those answers for sure. All right, we'll take a quick break here. I heard something come out of the mouth of a New York Times reporter this morning, and I want you to listen to it and see if you were as slack-jawed as I was. We're going to be right back.
What that headline leaves out is that that woman was there to interfere with a legitimate law enforcement operation in the United States of America. What that headline leaves out is that that woman is part of a broader left-wing network to attack, to dox, to assault, and to make it impossible for our ICE officers to do their job. If the media wants to tell the truth, they ought to tell the truth that a group of left-wing radicals have been working tirelessly, sometimes using domestic terror techniques, to try to make it impossible for the President of the United States to do what the American people elected him to do, which is enforce our immigration laws.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, J.D. Vance, for speaking the truth from the White House press briefing room. He's having to argue. Kelly O'Donnell from NBC News asks him, but Mr. Vice President, by coming out and blaming her, aren't you influencing any federal investigation? The media in Washington, D.C., Kim, is so blind to their own bias that they can't see how one-sided and hypocritical that they really are. I want you to listen for a moment to a guy named Peter Baker. You may not know that name, but Peter Baker is was the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times. So CNN's been riding this horse from the get-go yesterday. Well, this tone out of the White House, doesn't it set the wrong tone, they ask him, for the White House to be so convinced that this woman was in the wrong? How can they do that? I want you to listen to Peter Baker's answer on this, a guy that's been covering the White House since the early 90s. Listen.
Yeah, I've never heard this kind of thing before. Covering the White House since 1996, basically, the normal response by a president or a vice president of either party, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing, is to try to calm the waters, as Chief Brad just said, to try to say, let's wait and see what the facts show. Let's have a nonpartisan, non-political investigation here. And instead, you see a quick-to-judgment kind of reaction.
Shocking. Just Peter Baker's never seen anything like this in his journalistic career. So we have to do the legwork for him, because if he's been there since 1996, he was certainly there during the Obama administration when Trayvon Martin got shot to death by George Zimmerman. Remember that? Long before they had they had arrested Zimmerman. People were screaming for his head, despite the fact that he was Hispanic. It had to be a racial shooting. And the president of the United States, in the middle of all of that, came out and said this.
You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And, you know, I think they are right to expect that all of us, as Americans, are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves, and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
The first post-racial president of our lifetime, who was supposed to fix all the race problems because we had elected a person of partial color anyway. His mother was white. Not that it matters. He was considered the first black president, right? So he's supposed to fix all that. So what does he do in the Trayvon Martin case? Just so you know, if you're not a student of history, George Zimmerman was acquitted in that case, which Barack Obama tried to poison the waters of the case, you could argue. I don't know where the hell Peter Baker was when that was going on, but I don't remember him being critical of Obama for daring to say that. Or let's go one step further during the Mike Brown case. Do you remember Barack Obama's comments and Eric Holder's comments during the Mike Brown case?
Too many young men of color feel targeted by law enforcement. Guilty of walking while black or driving while black. Judged by stereotypes that fuel fear and resentment and hopelessness. We know that statistically, in everything from enforcing drug policy to applying the death penalty to pulling people over, there are significant racial disparities. That's just the statistics.
Yeah, that's the post-racial Barack Obama, who invited Mike Brown's family to the White House while all of that was going on. And he and Eric Holder dispatched 50 police officers to Ferguson, not police officers, FBI agents, to Ferguson, sought the Civil Rights Division and sent them here to try to find something wrong with the way they governed in the city of Ferguson.
White House should have played the clip that you just played of Obama. That's what Caroline Why Levitt should do. In today's briefing, she should pull those up and say, hey, let's do a little flashback for those of you who were questioning us on this. Here's Obama.
I'm gap-jawed to hear Peter Baker. Now, I mean, he's biased, but how could he not remember what I remember if he was sitting in the White House when that happened?
Yeah, I've never heard this kind of thing before. Covering the White House since 1996, basically.
I've never heard this kind of thing before. Covering the White House since 1996.
Selective listening, Mark.
I guess, but in this particular case, it's much more clear-cut than it was in the Trayvon Martin case or the Mike Brown case. Much more. There's video, in fact. Of what happened.
If this ICE agent is not charged, or if he is somehow charged and then acquitted, there's going to be outrage.
Oh, of course. They're not going to be nationwide.
Well, there's going to be the fact that he's not going to be charged, I would imagine, that will trigger nationwide protests. Get ready, buildings. You could be burned down. Start collecting all the plywood now to board up those windows.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think he'll be charged, but they're going to find an excuse to destroy something because they're having their own little temper tantrum again. Unfortunately, we've seen it before. It's just pathetic. All right, that does it for us on a Friday. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Go Hoosiers. We'll see you back here Monday morning starting at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.